Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 through 19. Now if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain. Your faith also is vain. Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God, because we testified against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied.
We live in a fallen world, and death is an inescapable reality. As believers, however, we have hope because we serve a risen Savior. But have you ever wondered how things would be different if there had been no resurrection? What despair and hopelessness! To help us appreciate Christ's victory over the grave, let's consider what the outcome of life and death would be without the resurrection. First of all, Jesus would still be dead. That means our faith in him would be worthless and our message to the world would be a lie. What's more, Jesus himself would be proved false since he claimed that he would rise from the dead. There would be no forgiveness of our sins, no possibility of reconciliation with God, and no hope of heaven. All believers throughout history would have truly perished. Without the resurrection, there would be nothing positive for anyone to anticipate, no end to our brokenness and separation from the Lord. Thank God not one of these scenarios is true. Our Savior lives, our sins are forgiven, death has been defeated, and believers in Christ have assurance of eternity in heaven with him. After considering how hopeless we would be without the beautiful truth of the resurrection, let's rejoice all the more in the greatness of our salvation.